Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Oh, Michelle, I need my beauty sleep, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Now, see, that was so cruel. I can't even believe you said it like that. You could have just said, I need mine too. But, oh, no, you had to look at me like that, right?
Well, you know, what can I say? We're talking face wrinkles and all things I love. So,
all right,
let's do it.
Well, let's talk about it. All right, so we're going to look at 7 ways to prevent wrinkles while sleeping. I read this fabulous piece called The Clever Ways to Prevent Wrinkles While Sleeping. And the featured expert, we're lucky enough to have all our own on Her Radio, Dr. Deborah Jalaman. And she is the author of a fabulous book. Love it, love it, love it. It's called Skin Rules, Trade Secrets from a Top New York Dermatologist. Isn't that redundant if you're a New York doctor? Well, anyway. Dr. Jalaman, welcome to Her Radio. What are these 7 ways to prevent wrinkles while sleeping? And please don't tell me I have to sleep on my back.
Oh, me neither.
Okay, well, the first thing is you don't want to sleep on a cotton pillowcase. You know why?
Oh, God.
Why?
Why?
Well, because your face crunching against that cotton is going to give you sleep lines. You don't want sleep lines. Sleep lines look like wrinkles.
Right.
So when you're leaning against the cotton, it breaks down your collagen and your elastic tissue, and it does give you those crunching facial lines, which don't look very good when you wake up in the morning. You ever wake up looking in the mirror and see all those lines?
I avoid the mirror when I wake up. What, are you crazy or something?
Actually, I have to tell you, I use a face pillow. So
I do follow your
rules.
Well,
let's talk about it. What kind of face pillows? Okay, Dr. Jalaman, what do you recommend?
You can get a beauty pillow. They're all different types. You can get one called the night pillow, which has, you know, it's a specially designed pillow, and it has a silk pillowcase, so your face is sliding against the pillowcase. So that's one option. Or you could just get a silk pillowcase. If you have your favorite down pillow that you like, you can put the silk pillowcase on your down pillow so your face is sliding. Or, of course, you could get a bucky so that you support your neck and you're sleeping on your back, which you don't want to do and I don't want to do because I like to sleep on my side and crunch my face against the pillow.
Yay, me too.
So, you know, you could support yourself with all kinds of pillows and sleep on your back. That's, you know, certainly another option if you want to do that. And certainly when you're sleeping, it's a good time when your skin is regenerating itself to use a special anti-aging product when you sleep. And we have all different sorts of anti-aging products in our, you know, kit. And you can use a retinol. You can use an antioxidant product. You know, there are many potent antioxidants on the market because, you know, during the day, we're doing all these things. There's pollutants affecting our skin, cigarettes, smoke. All of these things are breaking down our beautiful collagen and elastic tissue. And if you can combat that during the night when you have time to rest and your skin can regenerate itself, your skin's going to look a lot better. So that helps as well. And then, of course, we talked about beauty sleep. So you do want to sleep a certain number of hours. Like a lot of people think they're going to sleep for 4 hours and look good, and it just doesn't work that way.
That's me.
You really want to sleep for a good 7 to 8 hours a night.
That's me. Oh, man. I mean, listen. Love it.
So you sleep 8 hours, seriously, Pam?
I'm not kidding you. As I've gotten older, that means over the age of, 30, just kidding, that... Sleep, I just love to sleep. It suddenly is just like the best thing to do. This 4 hour thing, Michelle, you can't be doing that.
I hit 40 and
you are doing
40 that. Means 4 hours.
Well, is that because you can't sleep or you don't want to sleep?
I can't sleep.
Okay,
that's another show, I know, but I do use the pillow when I do sleep so I don't get the wrinkles.
But
I'm not sleeping very long.
One thing I learned is that as we age, our melatonin decreases in our brain. So one thing I started to do was to take a melatonin supplement a half hour before I have to go to sleep, and that's really helped me.
That's a great idea.
It's really very helpful, and it really works. It doesn't work the first night, but after a week, it really starts working.
So. Michelle's furiously writing that down right now.
And I'm writing all this down.
5 milligrams. 5 milligrams.
There you go. 5 milligrams. 5 milligrams. You heard it.
Yeah,
come on.
Really
She's been using it. What about a night cream? What's with the night cream?
Yeah, so a night cream really helps. Like you can get a serum or you can get a night cream. And I would look for one with vitamin C, antioxidants, green tea.
Well, you know, a lot of women are out there saying, wait a minute, are you supposed to be using a serum or ultra moisturizing?
I would use both. Unless, of course, you're very oily. So if you're very oily, you can just pick the serum. But if you find that you tend to be dry, then use both. Because the serum is super concentrated, and then, the night cream has the moisturization that you want to get. Oh, and I have one other good hint for sleeping, is get a humidifier this time of year.
Amen. I have that.
Yeah, that really helps. So you don't have dry
huge
eyes.
Difference.
And then you infuse your skin with moisture. That really helps.
Now,
and
wait
do you
a
use
minute.
A hot air. I use a
Which
cool one.
One. Yeah.
See, cool. It works so much better. Yeah.
Cool. Use the cool one.
You don't want
we have a cool
bacteria.
One also.
Yeah, it works so much better. I totally
and
agree.
And wash it out so you're not breathing
one.
Bacteria into your lungs.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's another one that's a little secret here that's sitting in the old kitchen. And last time I looked, it was coconut oil.
There is a little
Talk
secret
to us.
In the kitchen.
Talk to
you
us.
You can take some coconut oil out of your cabinet and you can slather it on your skin. And it's great. I mean, you can even put it on your legs. Why not just, slather it all over your body? Because it is great for moisture. And that's also filled with antioxidants as well. So that's another
why coconut oil and not another oil? I mean, why not just some vitamin E oil?
Why not olive oil?
You know what I mean?
No, you can use it. It's what oil you prefer. I mean, but one thing that's so great about coconut oil, I have to say, is the scent. Because I think if you use olive oil, you're going to smell like a salad.
A salad,
coconut
exactly.
Oil,
so at least
smell
you smell good with the coconut.
Well, even if you didn't eat your salad that day, at least you could smell like one,
Exactly, right. But better to eat those antioxidants.
Put a little
right?
pineapple in your mouth. Slather the coconut oil, pina colada.
Right, you have a pina colada, right? Exactly right.
I know, totally. Well, then you got the avocados on your eyes, right?
Mm-hmm,
the little spa moment.
That's
Jesus,
right.
you would be a salad. This is great. So let's make sure we got everyone out there understanding these wonderful ways to prevent wrinkles while you actually rest. You're looking at, upgrading your pillowcase, avoiding cotton at all costs. We're looking at using retinols, for instance, wearing a night cream, slathering on, coconut oil, and making sure to get all the sleep you can possibly get. Hello, it's called I Need My Beauty Sleep.
Sleep.
Mucho
exactly.
Support.
Oh, and one other thing.
And then
make sure you wash your face before you do all this. A lot of people don't take their makeup off. So
that's
they end
exactly
up with
right.
Oh,
so
gross.
A nice gentle cleanser and wash your face before you go to bed.
And if you're too tired to do that, at least use a wipe.
Have a wipe
your bed.
Oh, for God's sake. Wash your face, girlfriends. We're talking to Dr. Deborah Jalliman. That's Jalliman. She wrote this awesome book. It's called Skin Rules, Trade Secrets from a Top New York Dermatologist. And her website is drjalliman.com. Dr. Jalliman, thank you for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
So don't forget, ladies, you've got 7 ways to prevent wrinkles. Now make sure you get the pillow. That's like my favorite thing of all. And you can try a face pillow. There's all types of pillows that one can use. And make sure you get enough sleep and don't sleep on your side. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.